Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading is Joshua chapter 3, verse 10, through chapter 4, verse 8. Joshua said, "By this you shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will assuredly dispossess from before you the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Hivite, the Perizzite, the Girgashite, the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Behold, the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth is crossing over ahead of you into the Jordan. Now then, take for yourselves 12 men from the tribes of Israel, one man from each tribe. It shall come about when the soles of the feet of the priests who carry the Ark of the Lord of all the earth, rest in the waters of the Jordan. The waters of the Jordan will be cut off, and the waters which are flowing down from above will stand in one heap. So when the people set out from their tents to cross the Jordan, with the priests carrying the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and when those who carried the ark came into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests carrying the ark were dipped in the edge of the water, for the Jordan overflows all its banks all the days of harvest, the waters which were flowing down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great distance away at Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan. And those which were flowing down toward the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, were completely cut off. So the people crossed opposite Jericho, and the priests who carried the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel crossed on dry ground until all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan." Chapter 4. Now when all the nation had finished crossing the Jordan, the Lord spoke to Joshua, saying, "Take for yourselves 12 men from the people, one man from each tribe, and command them, saying, Take up for yourselves 12 stones from here out of the middle of the Jordan, from the place where the priests' feet are standing firm, and carry them over with you, and lay them down in the lodging place where you will lodge tonight." So Joshua called the 12 men whom he had appointed from the sons of Israel, one man from each tribe. And Joshua said to them, "Cross again to the ark of the Lord your God, into the middle of the Jordan, and each of you take up a stone on his shoulder, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. Let this be a sign among you, so that when your children ask later, saying, 'What do these stones mean to you?' then you shall say to them, 'Because the waters of the Jordan were cut off before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, when it crossed the Jordan, the waters of the Jordan were cut off. So these stones shall become a memorial to the sons of Israel forever.' Thus the sons of Israel did as Joshua commanded, and took up 12 stones from the middle of the Jordan, just as the Lord spoke to Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Israel. And they carried them over with them to the lodging place and put them down there."
Some information, like a birthday or phone number, is easy to remember. Yet those of us who are believers tend to forget examples of the Lord's goodness to us. Today's verses suggest a way to counteract this. After bringing his people safely out of Egypt and through the Red Sea, God miraculously provided another dry path by piling up the Jordan's waters in a heap upstream. He knew the Israelites were about to enter Jericho and would, by his power, overcome that city. It was certainly compassionate of God to give that tangible illustration of his strength and presence before the battle. But he also knew how quickly they had forgotten him before. The Lord had a plan to help his people recall the miracle at the river. He told them to create a memorial with 12 stones, each representing a tribe of Israel that had passed safely through the waters. Then they would have a lasting, visible reminder of divine rescue. We are much like the ancient Israelites. When God works in big, obvious ways, it's easy to trust him. But in time, we drift toward self-reliance until we're reminded of our need for him and repent. How can you create reminders of God's faithfulness? Whether it's by journaling or creating a thankfulness list, make sure you remember the Lord's involvement in your life.